This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. With more than 400 casualties, California leads the nation in the number of U.S. soldiers killed in Iraq. Eight of those soldiers were from Hemet, a small desert valley community about 2 hours east of Los Angeles. Gloria Hillard went there and filed this report.
At her desk at the Hemet Valley Chronicle, sports reporter Valerie Detweiler is fielding a call from a reader regarding the coverage of last week's high school soccer game.
Honestly, my job as a reporter is to report the news as it happens. It's not to give you guys positive press per se.
And in this week's edition of the paper, the big news is the resignation of the city manager. But editor Carrie Helton says the ongoing big story in this town is here in the stack of newspapers on her desk.
You can see here, page after page, fourth Hemet graduate killed in Iraq, Hemet Marine killed serving in Iraq, local soldier killed in Kabul. Just page after page.
In Hemet, a soldier's obituary is always on the front page, she says. Helton has been on the job as editor for nearly 3 years. When she first arrived, she never expected to be covering so many funerals.
Because that just was a hard thing to do, is call people up cold turkey and say, I know that your son's been killed. Will you please talk to the newspaper about it? You know, what do you have in you to even say that can even help someone who just lost their child? And all you can say is, I'm sorry.
I found myself saying the same words when I met Gail Farnsworth at the town's new war memorial. Her son's name, Jason Chappelle, is the first one etched in polished gray granite, like the memory of that day on January 22nd, 2004.
I saw the government car, and at first I thought, well, maybe my son came home on a surprise visit.
And 4 years later, she says, denial still chases her.
I'm still thinking, you know, I'm going to get a call and they've made a mistake and that he's fine or something, or just badly injured.
Charlie Hayes, a 30-year-old former Army sergeant from Hemet, received a Purple Heart for his injuries. He suffered a broken tailbone and nerve damage when his vehicle hit a roadside bomb outside of Baghdad. Standing in front of the war memorial, he reads the other five names under Jason Chappelle's. He didn't know them personally, he says, but four went to his high school.
I've come here a few times, but not too often. I don't like to remember too much. It's a beautiful thing that Hemet did for the veterans of this, or the fallen of our town.
The inscription on the memorial says, "In honor of the men and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our country." Hayes is a single father. Playing next to the memorial are his two sons, ages 5 and 7.
Can we go to the park?
You want to go to the park?
Uh-huh. Right here, with my stick.
I believe that strongly that God kept me protected over there just because of my children, so they wouldn't have to grow up without me.
The landscape of this once rural desert town has changed over the years. Pasture land yielding to housing developments and miles of interlocking shopping malls. But the word used again and again to describe this town is patriotic, a word echoed by the town's newspaper editor.
I don't know that there's been a shift in, for instance, how people think about the Iraq War. And I think if you asked people, the more people would come down on the side of supporting the war. Certainly our letters page bears that out.
Today, the emphasis of basic training is on building...
And at the Army Recruitment Center in a nearby shopping mall, Staff Sergeant Enrique Balderrama says on average 12 to 15 young men and women walk through the doors every day. On the new enlistment wall are a few dozen pictures.
Yeah, these are kids that have joined already or recently and are waiting to ship off to basic training.
On the wall next to it are the pictures of the men and women who have recently shipped. The space is full, wallpapered with 120 photos. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.